Zip.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Wrong podcast.
Oh, this was you and Easy.
That was you. That was the radio.
Why I can't hear you?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, we're back. House of Hinds podcast. We've been gone for 8 months.
It ain't been that long.
8 months?
No. It ain't been that long.
It's been like
a month or two.
But I stretched Nisha and them episode out for a long time. So, yeah.
What you mean a long time?
Like, they recorded it, but I just
broke it up into sections.
I break it up into sections, and I had put their first part out, but I never put the rest of it out. Oh, and then, I finally did it, like, the beginning of January.
What? That means I need to go listen to it, dude.
I listened to some of it.
Yeah. All right, I am M. Shawty.
And I am Lena Boo. Eileen. Eileen. I hate that name.
I'm going to say, get your AKAs on. We already drinking.
Yes, it's delicious too.
Melon and I got a mango.
Mango punch. I got a water punch. Or is it a melon sour?
Melon sour.
Melon sour. Yes.
Ooh, I mean, good old Rita.
The Rita.
Rita the margarita.
Little Rita Mark.
It looked like you got a melon sour too.
Yeah. Well, no, I got the mango punch.
Okay. Okay.
Let me taste that.
It's good, girl.
It's good. It's got a little on that thing. That's good. Thank you.
All right, we got one person. This is her second time on the pod. Second or third?
Second.
Okay. Second time on the podcast. Other person, first time on the podcast. Bartender / entrepreneur / your baby mama favorite booty. I mean, your baby daddy favorite booty.
And baby mama.
Baby mama's too.
Miss Shinda, and other one is Miss Attitude at the door.
Oh Lord!
No hair having.
Wow, that's crazy!
Wow,
I'm for sure gonna give you an attitude at the door though.
Being for the win. What's up, ladies? How y'all doing?
We are wonderful. Thanks for having us.
How are you?
Scoot up.
Talking to the mic.
Can you hear me?
I mean, I don't have any headphones.
We can hear you.
Oh, shoot. So you can hear me.
I can hear you both.
Okay.
Now.
All right. Shit. Well, Shinda's already been on the show. Finn has been begging us to be on the show.
The begging is insane.
Why? Why is it insane?
Because I feel like that's a little far. I didn't beg. I just
asked a couple
inquired
of,
a
asked
lot.
Asked a couple times.
You inquired with persistence.
So what you going to talk about today? Or you want us to go regular?
Just go regular. I just want to be here. To be honest, I could have sat on the couch.
She just
want
to be
inside. I just want to be in the vicinity.
All right. Oh, my God.
What you got going on, Finn? What's new?
What's new? Nothing for real. I got my new sweaters that's getting ready to come out soon.
Damn. I was
getting there. I got my new sweaters coming out soon.
Can I get a 2X?
You can for sure get a 2X. You still have to DM me on Instagram to order.
I follow directions. It's cool.
Not everybody did.
I don't need special treatment. No, none of that.
You know, and they still asking for sweaters today because people don't follow instructions, but it's okay. But this time you have to, either you follow instructions or you're not getting sweater. I'm not jumping through loops to sell you something that you want. I mean,
because if you want it,
you're going to come get it.
Exactly.
So those are dropping soon. Can't give you a date because the date has already passed from the last date that I said. So date will be dropping soon on Facebook. So just look for it there.
Okay.
All right. Miss Shinda, what you got going on?
Ooh, I don't even know where to start. We'll start with the simple stuff, the public stuff, for the ladies in the area. Black Girl Magic is sitting at the
first
table.
First of all, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we went over this the last time.
What, man?
Take your sexy late night radio voice off and talk.
I just want the people to understand.
Talk.
When I talk.
It's going like to hear you, but.
Okay, Keisha Sweat.
Keisha Sweat. That's all right, cool. That's good.
Fine. I'll talk regular. Okay.
Thank you.
There yes. we go.
Jesus, sweat is wild. That was a good one. That was good. But no, I have Black Girl Magic, A Seat at the Table. That is happening on March 10th. Anybody that sits at my table, you are definitely going to get what I provide every single day with my clients. You're going to get an experience. We're going to tap into just a little bit, not even as far as like bartending in general, but me, what mm-hmm. I do, what my lane is, what my goal is, and overall purpose, and what I, you know, deliver to the people. So you'll be able to pick my brain, ask questions. I'm going to have a little session too. The table is going to be decked to the nines. Yes, you are going to get a cocktail. I might even show you how to make it. So it's going to be a good time, and we're going to enjoy ourselves and get pretty and cute and have fun. I also have two projects that I'm working on here in Texas. We got a couple of places that are opening up. So I'm pretty much, if you've been following me and you knew what I did in Dallas, it's pretty much going to be the same thing from beginning to end with their bars. So I'm very excited okay. about that. I will be so excited about that. But I'm going to be dropping those details in the next month or so, actually. So other than that, just...
Is one of them on the south side of Killeen?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Great. Mm-hmm. All right, bet.
Yes, yes, indeed. So I'm excited about that. This year is the year of you have no excuses. So... Oof. If it's been presented to me and I know it can be done, I'm not making no excuses about it. I'm just going to do it. It doesn't matter if I don't feel like I belong in the room or, you know, the intimidation. You just got to get past that. So I'm ready to work this year. So be prepared to get sick of me.
So your round table thing, so that's your personal event, or that's somebody else's event?
The lovely Miss Carolyn Brown.
Okay.
Actually invited me out this year. I remember the one they did last year, and I kind of just like, oh, this is cool. But
I made an excuse last year.
So this time she hit me, and if she hits you personally, you respond. So ain't no, oh, okay, I'll think about it in passing. Nah, she hits you in your inbox, you respond to OG. So
is it open to the public, or is it okay? So yeah, basically,
it's for the ladies.
So it's only women.
Yeah, it's for the ladies.
Okay, and then so it's like a round table type, or is it like y'all setting up your booths, or?
So there are individual tables. It's not just me. There's real estate owners. There's other, you know, women entrepreneurs.
So it's like a big networking event. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, a room of women entrepreneurs, and you get a chance to. Whoever table you choose to sit at is who you want to, you know, invest your time, your knowledge, getting to know. And of course I'm sure they'll have a space to where you can kind of talk to everybody. But if you're focused, you know, on that person, you're going to get that experience with that person. So I think it's real. I think it's an interesting concept. Like I've seen people do stuff like this, but I've never seen it like work. Like fully mm-hmm. in motion. And you know, we get to, every table is going to look different, no table is going to look the same. So I think they're even doing a contest for that, so I gotta get
so it's kind of like speed dating with businesses.
That is a very interesting way to put that,
but correct, right? It's all right, make sure y'all come out to speed dating at Hangover Bar and Grill on March 14th.
Good segue.
Segue was wonderful.
March 14th, speed dating. So if you're single, hey, I'm gonna make a status about this. What if a couple wants to come to speed dating?
I feel like that's their business.
That would be interesting if a couple comes.
I've never seen that.
Exactly. That's what.
But I wonder how many people would actually be open to that, you know, considering.
Make it open and see.
Well, I don't know if it's always been like poly relationships have been really popular, or is it that we're just getting older and it's more of a focal point?
Yeah. I think it's now. I think I was talking to DeMont the other day. I said it's either a lot of cheating motherfuckers out here or it's a lot of poly motherfuckers.
Right.
I don't know.
Probably a bit of both these.
And if you feel like you're going to cheat, you might as well just introduce poly into the mix, you know? And be like, hey, babe.
Exactly.
And if
they got
to go find somebody else, hey?
Right. Exactly.
Do it. Never with it, but
never with what? Being in a poly relationship?
Yeah.
But haven't you dated a woman before, correct?
Yeah.
You dated a man before, correct?
Yeah.
So why not have best of both worlds?
I want them both separately, alone.
Why? Why alone? Separately?
That is a form of poly.
That is, actually.
That is a form of poly. It's poly V. So you have...
There's levels to this?
Yes, it's levels. Wow. You have polyamory. You have polyamorous, you have poly V. Poly V is when you have an individual and they have multiple relationships with different people, but they don't have a relationship with each other. So you could have a boyfriend here, a girlfriend here, and they're not together.
They don't coincide.
But okay. They know about each other, but y'all don't have anything. They don't have anything to do with each other.
It's like being a side. It's like having a side piece, but your main know about your side
piece. Sounds fun.
Sounds interesting.
And then you have...
Sounds like if I get sick of the other, I go to the other.
Facts.
There you go.
Still,
but I think like the whole purpose too is like building like a... I hate the word kingdom because it's like grand rising and I hate that shit.
That grand rising is about to blow me.
But it's like establishing like a family dynamic and everybody's just for everybody and just put everything together. And
I understand it.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't.
Everybody got their own purpose.
Yeah. Everybody got their something and that ain't for me.
So but what would be your, what's your ick about it?
The stigma behind it. And me personally, I just don't like to share. If we just being perfectly
honest, gotcha.
I just don't like to share. If that's my man, that is my man. That's my man. That's my man. I just don't want you to think you're gonna do it to me. Hello.
What you mean?
Like I'm the only one who can have two. You can't have. See.
That's real though. Like
it's real. But.
It's real. Like if we're in a relationship with each other, I can have somebody else, but you can't. Like, you are for me and only me.
And only me.
And as long as you establish that, I feel like it can work, you know, depending if people are for
that. There's people out there that's for it. I mean, it's a...
Communication. I've learned. I do. I actually know somebody who's like that.
Like I said, I'll say about the past year, I've learned whatever you into, it's some other people out there that's into it too. Yeah. All it takes is a goddamn Facebook shirt. Quiet. I mean, Facebook search, Instagram search, and you gonna find
it. You gonna find it. That's crazy.
All right, that brings us to our first segment. Shinda, you already did this part. So if you want to do any of these parts, you can, but these are mainly for Fiend for the Win. Are you familiar with Zane books?
Wow.
Or are you too young to know it?
Starting off strong.
Those too young. Because what is that?
Air Jerome Dickey?
She doesn't...
Air Jerome Dickey? Y'all gotta
Zane books. We was in the club. Omar Tyree. And Fiend was... had a lunch number
in the bed getting ready for school.
Yeah, lunch number.
A lunch number. Well, you probably right, but I found out about these books when I was in...
You were
in...
I was for sure in like middle school.
Okay, let's rewind it a little
bit. Reading that shit in middle school.
Finn had YouTube and stuff when she was in middle school.
Yeah,
touche.
We was reading books.
Exactly.
We was watching eye contact videos.
Yeah. And jerking.
Yeah.
With tight jeans on.
With tight jeans on.
Colorful Taylor tight
gang.
Jeans.
Taylor Gang.
I am sick of y'all.
Swag.
You know? That's what we was doing.
All right, so Zane books are like, they were books that this lady wrote, but they were like erotic novels.
For black people.
Like detailed.
Yeah.
Erotic.
Like porn?
Like nacho cheese on a dick in a movie theater, and she's sucking a nacho cheese off of his dick. Yeah.
It was like a book.
That is one story I vividly remember.
Because I was just going to ask, was that something that happened in there? Because you was way too specific.
Yeah. So give us a wild sex story of yours that you've had.
Oh, that's where we was going with this.
Yes. You've listened to the podcast before. If you haven't, shame on you.
Shame. No, I have. I just can't think of a wild sex story that I have had. My shit be pretty boring.
Damn.
In the bed.
Damn.
In the car.
Get your head.
In the car.
All right, so there was never a situation where you was thinking something was gonna happen and then something completely different happened or something like that?
Okay. It's not wild, but it's like, okay, I had my first one night stand.
There you go.
And I was working at Walmart at the time.
Okay.
And this dude, he came by and he kept walking past my register, and I was like, if you want to say something, say something. Mm-hmm. Why you keep walking past here? So he said something. He was like, you want to come over or something. It was just like, are you asking me to fuck right now?
Sure. First encounter.
Okay.
All right.
Went over. And his room was, it was a really big room. It was like three other niggas sitting there, and he was like, he was like trying to kiss on me, and I'm like, hey,
abort mission.
There's other people in here. He like, they're not even paying attention. You think they're not.
Red flag.
You don't think that.
Red flag.
You don't think that at all.
Why have I had this situation before as well? But go ahead.
You don't think that at all. You just want me to think that they not paying. No. It's hell no.
They don't be at the door.
So I was like, I'm finna go. I'm going home.
Not at the door. They were in the room.
They were
in the room.
He had a couch in there, and they were just sitting on. They was acting like they was watching TV. Nothing on that TV was interesting that they was all tuned in. So I'm like, yeah, no, I'm finna go home. So he like, no. So he finally made them leave. The nigga never got up. He never got hard.
The entire time. Did he need his niggas to go hard?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, was that what you needed to get hard?
Yeah, like, he just wanted the joy of somebody watching, and that's how he gets off?
And my stupid ass still tried to have sex with him.
What?
On a soft dick.
I'm so glad you know better now.
Never, I can't even tell y'all what that man looked like if he walked past me today.
Hey, you know what? He probably be walking in a hangover like, you remember me?
No, for real, because I probably could not tell you who that man is today. I know he was light skinned and he had dreads. That's all.
Oh, that explains it all.
Say less.
That's a lot of niggas.
Any facial,
he'd be different if he was dark.
He could be anybody. Right. He could be anybody.
That is crazy. Yeah, now, so that was crazy.
I think he needed his homeboys in the room to that make some shape.
I would need him to get that together.
That's wild.
I hope he did.
I pray he did.
That was back in like 2016. My 2016 days was like crazy. So
2016 was like a year.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hell of a year.
Sheesh. That's when Walmart
I only said, yeah, I've had that situation. It's just like, in the room. Wait.
Wait.
Let me back up.
Wait, not in the room. They were on the couch.
These niggas have for sure been in like the living room watching TV. No, or some shit.
We were all in the same room with the same bed, in the same couch, in the same room.
No.
Hell no.
In fact, he had a couch in his room. That was a bit.
Was this like the barracks or something?
No. This was some, there were some duplexes around the corner from the Walmart on Stan Suter. I want to say they was like down Bunny Trail. They were really, really new at the time too, though, because I had started working at this Walmart on Stan Suter when they first opened.
Oh, okay.
So they were like real new.
Sheesh.
In the room is fire.
You got another one?
Then you can't get hard.
Do you remember what you did last time? I don't even remember seeing this.
The wild one? Or anything crazy, embarrassing.
I think the wild one was the
was it the threesome?
The cuckoo's nest.
Yeah, I remember the threesome.
Yeah, the cuckoo's nest threesome.
Yeah.
That woman was not.
Oh, okay, I do remember that.
She was not having it. As soon as she realized that his attention and his focus was no longer on her at all, yeah, that whole situation just got weird.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Take me home. It was a threesome?
Mm-hmm.
And they came looking for me. As a matter of fact, he sent her to go get me.
From what I've seen and experienced, That's no how, like, that's how most women are feel comfortable. Like, I guarantee you, if a nigga walked up to you and be like, "Hey, me and my wife want to fuck," it's an automatic no. Automatic.
At least with a woman, not for you know, she gonna be like, "Yeah,
yo,
she gonna
be all I mean, flirty." Yo, nigga gotta come talk to me. You gotta send your nigga to me.
So if the woman walk up, it's automatic no.
Yes, automatic no.
Why?
I can see that to an extent. Because
I want to know he wanted too.
Yeah,
I don't care that he sent you. I just want to know.
What if it's mainly for her though?
That has to be.
What if it's?
I don't know.
What if she just wants to play and maybe he just watches, you know, be like, "Oh, this is for me. This is what I want to do. Let me go get her."
I'm not eating another pussy in my life.
What?
Ever. Again.
So you are strictly dickly now, or you just want to be ate out by a woman and not
Yeah, she can do whatever she want to do.
But you're not doing it.
She ain't doing it.
That's the point. She ain't doing it. What? That doesn't seem fair. That doesn't seem fair at all.
It's very fair.
The life is a fur.
Very fair. I feel
like not even like accidentally, like well, not accidentally, but like
if you're like
not accidentally, but
yeah. I mean, I'm not saying
say you're okay. Like in the mood, like you're hot and heavy, and it's like
I'm like, let me go what you say? It's getting crazy in here. Stop it! Stop! Okay, keep going. Okay, come on, let's do it.
Oh my god.
That's too funny.
I can't say the same. I don't know. I'm weird.
Define weird. The last one that I have, everybody was pleased.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, but after that, no more.
Okay.
That was my last time.
It's been a while.
Yeah, you said that.
You said define weird?
I'm weird.
So, I'm weird because... I say that I want to have a threesome and I want to watch my husband do this with somebody else. And I'm like, at the same time, I'm like, mm, girl, I'm good. Like, I don't be like, oh my God. Like, my sex drive is not all the way there. So it's like, I'm cool on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
As far as watching or are you being involved?
Oh, you're just like...
About all of it. All like,
okay. I just keep that clear.
I'm good. I'm okay.
I'd be like, go get you a girlfriend, but he won't.
I would need that in writing.
A contract.
How about I say I need a contract? Yeah. Name, dotted line. Yeah. Remember when you said this on this date?
Why you think we gonna get it? We're not gonna speak that word, but you think I'm gonna try to take you for everything you got and be like, nah.
No, I just like you said, you're weird when it comes to certain stuff. So I don't know. I feel like
I'd be like, 1 minute I'm cool with it,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like the next minute I'm like, nah, I'm like not in the mood for none of that.
I was just playing.
I was just playing, but not really. We can try next week, but
maybe the week after.
When I feel like
then the week after comes and like maybe the next week.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna work up to it.
Right. So that's my that's me being weird. Just cause I mean
You wouldn't
enjoy. But he waited until I had my glasses off and I was rubbing my eyes to do it.
I think that vibe was like, what the?
I didn't even notice what you were doing. I just was like, I'm gonna pour.
That was rude.
I want some more. You got your list.
Yeah. So we're gonna go into the dating scene, right?
Okay.
What is like your biggest challenge in dating so far?
You go first.
If you're like into, if you even like are looking.
Finn got her little boo.
Yeah, I do. I do. And right now.
All
right,
so I'm try. I'm going to just tell myself. Not me like trying to zoom in and like look.
Have I seen that nigga before? Trying to see who
he is. I mean, have we
see if I know his people.
Yes, Shardy has seen him before. He just probably wasn't paying attention. I was in hangover with him.
I think I know who it is.
I was in hangover with him.
It was a long time ago though, wasn't it?
Not really long ago. I came by myself. I was sitting by DJ Booth. He real tall.
I know. I'm trying.
Real, real tall.
Man, show me a picture of him.
But yes, I am dating somebody.
But I'm like
my biggest thing right now with dating folks is I don't believe nothing nobody say. I second guess everything. I'll be like, you full of shit.
Okay, Reese and Tisa. You know,
Reese and Tisa really got me.
The 50-part series. Get
the fuck out of here.
Who the fuck did I marry?
Skeptical.
God damn.
I can understand that. So you've had pasts where niggas was just lying for no fucking reason or.
Absolutely.
Just lying, period.
Just lying,
period. Just lying, period.
We all looking at a picture.
Hell.
I don't know. He is taller than I thought.
6'4".
You gotta zoom in. You gotta zoom in. What's your face look like? Yeah.
So how's that going?
It's going okay right now. Every day I'm like, I'm not fucking with you no more.
Are y'all exclusive?
You tell him that?
Yeah.
She's a maniac.
Boy. Oh, God,
every day. I don't want to say exclusive, but we like not hiding the fact that we fucking with each other.
Okay.
Say it again. You said you're not hiding the fact that you fucking with each other?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
How?
We didn't know about it.
No, she. You for sure did the smiley face over the nigga face or whatever.
I've never put nothing over his face. I just never showed his face.
She omitted him.
Yeah. You
when
know.
You mixed up with somebody else.
Soon as you start posting a nigga face, you a lot of bitches like, I used to talk to him. I don't give
a
what you used to
but
do.
What? What that got to do with me? You stopped, right?
But it's going, right. It's going fine right now. But like I said, every other day I'm like, we're only like
everything.
Almost 6 months into it. It's not. Damn. It ain't been that long.
Damn. Okay.
And from month one, I cut him off like every 2 weeks. Action. I'd be like, clocker. Girl, I'm done with him. I done blocked this number.
Da, 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 made da, me da, made this. I done been mad at this man for like so many times.
I'm a mess, and I can't.
Two days later,
and y'all say the challenge as well.
And that's y'all a challenge say the for men me too. Are the problem.
And I can't admit that it be me. I be tripping. But
that's my friend. I'm a split decider. You want that man? Go ahead,
but sometimes it's like he got a mentality where like. He wants you to whatever he say goes, and I'm not. You can't tell me what to do.
Yeah. Say it again. I ain't hit my. Bad.
Whatever he's like in a mentality where whatever he say goes. He says he's not, but
so give us an example.
For sure, it's like if he feel this way, it could have not been that situation. Like say if I've been like, okay, we're gonna speak about today. I just got mad at him today because I was supposed to see him when I got back from Louisiana. But still haven't been able to see him. And every day is some type of excuse. Soon as I said I got somewhere to be today at 7 after you haven't communicated with me in the last 4 hours.
Now he like, boy, why are you going to do that?
Now it's, obviously it wasn't important to you anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's.
And this machine.
What?
Does it sound like the one?
He doesn't sound like the one.
Like, what? Are we even talking about here?
Yeah, that's.
That ain't.
Both of y'all might be the problem.
It's like an even. That's, it's like. I don't even. I don't know. But when it's good for like a good month, and then maybe the next month, some bullshit again. It's like.
Yeah.
I did say it. Did be and he has small. Admitted he be having these like mood swings, and I'm like. You need to go see somebody.
Wait. Why does he need to go see somebody for his mood swings, but you don't?
Because I ain't nothing wrong with mine.
You just sat here and said you be the problem sometimes. You in denial.
Who this drink is good?
It's the friend's like, problem because you don't tell her the truth.
Apparently,
my friends are my therapist.
I said it was the problem.
I do go see somebody, my friends. And my mom.
Sometimes you need no bias.
We do tell her the truth. She makes a pimp decision for herself. Is it the right decision all the time?
Fuck no.
We all go through it.
Facts. And you're under 30, so.
Hello. Young and tired.
Period. I couldn't tell you the shit I did when I was 27, but I like 28, him, 29.
Though. I do like him.
Nothing. Because we was together.
We have not been together that whole time.
We're 30. Oh, my bad. I don't know why I thought I was 35.
I was about to say, hold on now.
Nigga, you old.
My bad.
Old.
Say less.
You older than 35?
I digress. Yes.
He's for sure older than 35.
36.
Oh. About to be 37, April
29th.
36. Oh.
It's my April friend.
36. Don't give me about to be nothing.
I'm 36.
Thank you.
I'm 36 till I'm 37. I'm 36 till I'm 37. I can't stand
you. 28, you almost 30. I'm almost 29.
I am 28. It's nothing else.
It's nothing else almost about that.
Shinda, what about you? What's your challenge on dating? And are you dating anyone?
I am not dating anyone.
Okay.
I wouldn't call this a challenge anymore. I don't have to stop looking at stuff like this, because if it's a challenge, that means you start to find stuff wrong with people and situations. So I try to go into this not looking for something wrong with people.
Mm-hmm.
It just presents itself. So I'm just at a point right now where I have no expectations, no... Maybe I can find this type of man. I'm not interested in looking for this type of man. If it's supposed to happen, it'll happen, because it's taking self-accountability. Every time I've tried to find somebody to fill a void that I felt like I was missing at the time, I still end up getting hurt. A lie. He still got a girlfriend. He wants more than something else. Emotionally unstable. Baby mama drama. We can go down the list. The dating pool still has caca in it. So I don't want to get dirty. And nor am I going to try to clean up something and still continue to get dirty in the process. So,
okay.
I'll stay right over here. TT good. TT is just fine. When I'm ready for it, I know. I already told y'all who I thought my future husband was supposed to be, but we'll see how that goes.
I like to get down and dirty.
Right.
We're going to get in that pool together.
Now, do y'all?
And I did that before, and he ended up clean, and I ended up with all his shit.
Oh, well. Yikes. Yeah. Do y'all feel like it's clean in general, or would you venture out and go elsewhere?
My husband is not clean.
Okay. I can't even say it's clean for real, because
it's everywhere. Everywhere is the same.
It's everywhere. All niggas ain't shit. Everywhere.
All niggas ain't
all around the world.
Anywhere.
But I mean, as far as too, like, because of course, being well known in Killeen and trying to find somebody who maybe isn't on that same level, or it maybe is on that same level.
I think once Killeen get over the fact that everybody know everybody, you don't know somebody that used to mess with somebody that you're messing with. It's hard not to do that. Once you get past that, it's like,
I'll be honest, take it for what it is. That is one hang up for me, because it's like, oh, this guy seems attractive. Well, you know, he's talked to so-and-so, or so-and-so is his baby mama, or he just finished talking to this person right here.
Everybody not the same with a different person.
And I feel like that's everywhere. Like, as big as Atlanta is...
Man, what?
It was times where... So you'd be like, oh, I know... I know him. So and so used to date him. Well, I know her. So and so used to date. I'm like, God damn, it's Atlanta big as fuck. But it's like, that's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like everywhere is the same. And when people just categorize it as Killeen, no, nigga, that's just because you live here.
Yeah.
And you've been here for your whole life, and you ain't never been outside of 35 and 45 besides going to visit Dallas and visit Houston. Yeah, nigga, of course you gonna know everybody. Of course you gonna know everybody in a 7-mile radius. Nigga, come on. Like,
that's true.
And I also feel that you really do have to get to know people. Like Finn said, everybody is different with other people. Maybe, and it's not to throw shade, but maybe you just didn't bring out the best of that man at that time. You know what I'm saying? So, not to be like, hey, bitch, I did it. But
yeah,
if it's at a point and we vibing and it is what it is. Now, of course, you know, you don't step on no toes. You don't go behind, you know, your friends and people that they dated and stuff like that. But if you are interested in this person and y'all hitting it off and somebody hit you with it. And I feel like there'd be some hating shit, too. Like, you know, so-and-so, you just talk to him, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
All right. So why? Okay. You said you ain't gonna step on nobody's toes. You don't want to date nobody your friends. Why is that?
I think it's just a girl code. You know what I'm saying? First of all, I personally don't want to go behind somebody that my friend has had like a serious, or no matter how serious.
All right, define friend.
Somebody you've known longer than
3
somebody years. You hang out with on a regular basis.
Like we texting, we texting every day. Okay. We're around each other. Not nobody that you just see.
So what about associate?
I don't give a fuck about no associate.
That's what I'm saying. Because
if I hug you in Hangover and that's all I do,
you're an associate.
You're an associate.
Exactly. They ain't got nothing to do.
We don't talk on the outside. Mm-mm. Just because you call me friend on Facebook or social media don't make us friends. You know, that's not a friend. And you know, a lot of people get mad about that too. They be like, you speak to me all the time when you see me. Yeah, when I see you.
When I see you.
Right.
Which is I'm not inviting you to my house.
Right.
Yeah, I ain't looking for you. Like, damn,
I'm not
so
coming to your house chilling with you. You're not coming to mine. I don't even think about you until I see you.
That ain't got nothing to do with me.
But it's not like every day, like, damn, we're feeling it.
Right.
That's fair.
That's extremely fair.
I get that. Because, like, I ain't got 10 friends, I don't think.
For your birthday, it'd be more than 10 people here.
But when you say friends, mind you, we done gave the definition of friends, people that I'm talking to consistently on a daily basis.
I mean male.
Weekly.
Let me rephrase that. I don't think I have 10 male friends.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Understood.
Yeah. Nah, I can count. Yeah, it's not 10. It's not.
But half of us like grew up, you know, with each other, so it's hard to as far you know, even you people know that an associate
I grew up with.
Even people that I've grown up with, like when I was in high school, I hung around five of us. One I haven't talked to in years. Like I legitimately say years. One, I talk to him every time I see him, but I see him once every like 2-3 years.
Touche.
The other one, we communicate. We talk on Facebook. We communicate outside of Facebook, and that's just because we just got back into being in the same realm of doing stuff. And it's like, but I use a prime example of like, me and Dejan grew up together. We was together every week at church, but we wasn't really friends in growing up. Like I ain't never go over his house. We ain't never kick it because he's younger than me. But as an adult, I consider him my friend now. Like because it's different. Sure. So it's, I don't know. Yeah. I think most people get that friend word twisted.
Facts. As adults.
Yeah.
We'll just say as adults. Like
you said, just because I talk to you on Facebook don't make you my friend.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you who you are. Like, I know who you are on Facebook, but if I see you out in public and I walk past you, please don't. Don't charge it to my
on Snapchat.
Right, charge it to my head, not my heart. I don't know what you look like.
You didn't even speak. I did see you, sugar.
I don't know you. You talking about, I know you. I got you on Facebook, on Snapchat. We talk all the time. But your name is Pretty Chocolate Girl.
Exactly. I'm not going to be in public and say, hey, Pretty Chocolate.
One girl come up to me. She was like, are you Eileen? I was like, yeah. She was like, oh, I'm such and such on Facebook. I'm like, okay, girl. You know, I did not know her face.
At all.
I know your name. I don't know your face. I'm not just clicking on profile pictures all day.
Y'all think it's creepy if a dude has you on Facebook and he speaks to you in public?
Absolutely.
Why?
Why would you look
okay,
for me?
Okay, we got one. Wait. We got one yes. What's yours?
Is it creepy?
Yes.
I feel like that's creepy.
Okay. You say no.
No.
I'd be so conflicted.
I feel like
if I have somebody on Facebook and I see him, I'd be wanting to be like,
you be the one that be wanting to speak.
I be wanting to, but part of me feels like she gonna think I'm creepy.
Yeah.
But I never wanna be the, this nigga spoke to me in public. Like, bitch, what? I'm my bad for saying hi.
But then you get people on Facebook and be like, oh, I think it's weird that y'all don't see me in public and don't say nothing. Y'all can talk, I don't bite. I think it's weird to say,
hey, we got each other on Facebook. I think that's just say hi. Yeah.
I'm gonna go to the other person in that. Because I don't want to say hi, you give me that look like nigga, because you know you nigga, who the fuck is you? So he just skipping a step and telling you, hey, I got you on Facebook. Now mind you, if he gives you the
Hat Man high and on Facebook. Apparently, you're gonna feel creepy.
Yeah, you gonna.
But if sure. he comes up to you like, "Hey, how you doing? You feeling right? Okay, we got each other on Facebook and move on." You might be like, "Damn, who the fuck was that nigga?" Like,
the Hat Man.
It might be your husband. Shit.
Hat Man, my dog. But the Hat Man high is funny.
It's so crazy.
It's hilarious.
And you can't ignore.
And you can't ignore.
My dog. Because he'll say hi. And stand there until you say hi back.
My dog said, "Hey, I'm out."
Yeah.
Girl text me, said she want me to come through. I said, "My boy."
And you
get
be,
that shit,
you
big
be
dog.
Hyping him up.
Oh, for sure.
Get that shit, big dog.
I've been hyping Hat Man up since Taboo. Like,
I know that's right. Sure. He's been around since Taboo.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where Shay.
And there's somebody. There's somebody to fuck with him.
That's where Partner gave him his name at.
Hat Man. I had no idea. I've only seen him in Hangout. Well, I wasn't in Taboo like that either.
I was for sure.
But yeah, Taboo. Nah. He been around.
Hat Man been around for a minute.
Interesting. Okay.
Your kid's favorite mouse at Chuck E. Cheese. You hear me? Yeah.
Yeah. What about online dating? Because I done heard some app names and I'm like, huh? I know Tinder. I know Plenty of Fish. I know Black Planet. I know MySpace.
Black Planet is still a thing.
No, I don't know.
I was about to say.
But did she
just say MySpace?
I've heard of Bumble before, but I heard some other Hinge. Name and I was like, huh?
What? Hinge. They got Hinge. Now, let me tell you something. I've had Tinder and I've had Hinge. Mm-hmm. Now, neither one of those I was using for a date now. I was using Tinder when I was living in Missouri because I was trying to find all the Black people.
Period. Okay, that's a good.
So I was trying to figure out what I ended up.
Liking somebody.
Damn.
Matching with somebody. Well, let me that was another one night stand that I had.
Jeez.
With a Tinder person. And
young Tinder.
He had this smell to him that smelled like dog shampoo. And
I don't even know what that smell like, but it don't sound like
let
it
me
smell
tell y'all,
good.
What? So I knew I was never gonna talk to him ever again. I was just like, something's wrong. And he kept texting me, Eventually he got the picture and he was like, okay, this girl not text me no more. I got stationed in Fort Hood and went to Taboo.
And he was in that bitch.
Ooh.
It's something about Taboo, boy.
And he walked up on me like, you know how a nigga would walk behind you and put their dick on your butt? And he walked behind me and he was like, so you just not gonna say nothing to me?
I know you turned around like.
And I turned around because I smelt the smell and I knew.
I was just about to ask, did he still smell like that?
I smelt him and he still smelt like the dog shampoo. I said, I knew it was you.
I couldn't do it.
I knew it was you.
Hell no.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna not say nothing to you.
Maybe, okay, so hear me out, right? So hear me out. You didn't like the smell, but what if you liked his personality and.
I didn't like that either.
I didn't like that either. But you could. You could buy him some cologne and some body wash.
Like if you don't like a person's natural smell, that's gonna. Nah.
Yeah,
Maybe it was something he was using, though.
No, ma'am.
Exactly. Maybe
if it's 2 years later, you still ain't switched up.
I'm gonna say, if he maybe, still
maybe
like
he
that.
Still wear the same nasty ass dog shampoo cologne.
Like I did 2 years ago. Nah.
You still use the same cologne to like all of them are still.
Hell
the same?
Nah. My boo be leaving the house like.
Where you going?
Sir?
Let me go.
Right.
But Taboo.
And he lingers. Like, I smelled him outside one day when I pulled up. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We are outside. Why do I still smell you?
Come back. Wait a minute. Where's you going?
Hey, nah, Taboo is one of them places where it'd be like random. You was going to see random person. Because it was somebody. It was, matter of fact, you was there that night. Girl on my Instagram from Atlanta. Like, she is so happened to be in Taboo. I was like, one of them situations. I'm like, man, I don't want to seem like a creep. But I'm like, man, I think I got you on Instagram. She was like, oh, for real? You do? I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like,
all places. Conversation starter.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, that's the creep. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes it could be like.
But you know what's crazy is I would never think your brain would be like, I just want to. Because you don't seem like you even like to talk to people.
I don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Not even saying like I know you don't like to talk to people. So it's like.
But if somebody walked by me and like they looking at me
If somebody walk by me and they looking at me and I'm like, where do I know that person from? Oh, I got her on Facebook. So it's like,
it's like breaking your anxiety or something.
It's a girl I have on Snapchat. Now, mind you, now we've had conversations, woo, woo, but she be going through it on Snapchat. And at first, I was like, man, I don't want to say nothing to her. She might snap. She be having a bad day. But I mean,
Leave me the fuck alone, nigga.
Exactly.
You picked the wrong day to stake.
So it's like, now I'm kind of like, hey, what up? Yeah, what up? But at first, it still be time. Well, I don't know everybody on my Facebook, but it'd be times where I really don't like talking to people.
I'll never be against the online thing. My parents found each other on eHarmony, and they've been married for 15 years.
What?
Mm-hmm. They sure did. They were at eHarmony.
eHarmony.
My dad, he used to come from Dallas to here just to spend time there. And then he got tired of that and said, you coming to Dallas. Mom said, go on, mama. Bye. Go on, mama. Bye.
What's the next segment? We ain't did segments in so long. I forgot.
Right.
Wild sex story. You got another question?
It's a whole lot of them in here.
Go ahead.
Hit us. So have you ever had a relationship that started off as a casual fling, but it turned into something more serious?
My relationship with...
Girl. Okay.
That was a cat.
What changed?
It just started off casual. Like, we was just hanging out. And really, the lesbianism thing, it moves so fast.
It does.
It just moves so fast. And it's like, I guess because women know what
emotions,
women like.
Yeah. You know, the you're emotions, still a woman.
So like,
it's like, I like you Monday, I love you Wednesday, we're living together Friday.
Yeah, pretty much. And we was just, at first I was never interested in women. I was like, I never even liked studs. I was like,
oh, that was your first woman encounter?
Ever.
Oh, so you ain't really, yeah, all right, never mind.
Yeah, I've never dated a woman. That was like my first full-blown, like, anything with a woman. So I was, like, not interested. I was just really doing shit to be doing shit. Mm-hmm. And
who's saying, child?
What I be doing? Okay. Just doing it. And I was in a mutual friend of ours was the one that introduced us. And I was like, girl, I want that stud. What the fuck? But she kept on, like, she wasn't weird with it. She wasn't, like... She'll buy me a drink. She'll buy me and my friends a drink. Drop the drinks off and just keep walking. And then she'll come back around and do it again. You know, a girl love a good drop a drink off and keep it pushing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. So then she invited us to her house. I was like, okay. So we used to go over her house a lot, drink, just chill. Of course, me and her did a little something, or she did a little something to me. And, you know, and then they just be that.
You got the rabbit and that's how it happened.
You know, one day, we had a birthday party for one of my friends, and she just outburst. She said, "Finn, my girlfriend now." Me, okay. And it just moves together ever since then. I'm like, okay. Well, we don't know how this is gonna work. How do you be with a girl?
I'm finna figure it out. What do I do with it?
What do I do?
Do I touch you?
Is it a different dynamic? Is it a different dynamic? Not necessarily. Dynamic, but do you act differently than when you're with a woman than when you're with a man?
I think in my experience, when I was in my relationship with a woman, I wasn't able to be feminine. I felt like I had to take more control than anything. I felt like I was the more mature one. I almost felt like I was kind of like the bossy mother in some sense. Yeah. Like,
see, with me, that wasn't like that. I didn't have to think at all. Like, not even what I was going to wear the next day. Just blank mind. I don't know. It was just, I was more softer with her than I am with a man. Mm. I always feel like I'm like, I gotta be with a man.
Yeah.
But with her, I never felt like.
But why is that?
I don't know, because I feel like men think they can fucking play with me.
she never showed me that she would play with me from the jump. So it was just like,
so was she like, soft in the relationship? Was she soft in the relationship?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I would say most of the time.
Okay.
A lot of the times, of course, you know, they have their moments.
Just to have you already know my shit was toxic as fuck. We used to fight and all types of shit.
For sure. Once after the first fight we ever had, fighting all the time. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like,
That's definitely a dynamic change.
Yeah.
For sure. That's one reason a lot of people say, well, I don't want my son to be gay. I don't want my daughter to be gay. I don't care about your sexual preference. Mm-hmm. That's the part that I wouldn't want my child to go through, because first of all, women in general is gone. Like you said, you feel like you gotta be the hard sometimes. Yeah. And it's like, if that's two together, oh yeah, y'all gonna book up at each other. And we both girls, so it's gonna be like, come on, get out there, bitch.
Yeah,
come on.
Oh, fuck God, that's bitch. Exactly how it is.
Talk that shit you was talking to.
Oh, God, that's how it is. Because me and dude now, like, he can push my buttons and we can argue. I never think about putting my hands on that man.
Yeah, if it's female.
I never think about hitting him. But a woman, I'm going to pop you in your mouth.
I'm going to be ass.
Yeah, I'm going to be chess.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, give us a fantasy of yours that you have not done yet.
I'm trying to be all conservative over here talking about dating, and you bring it in.
That's because I looked at
a sex fantasy or just a fantasy?
Well, both. And that's only because I looked at my notes. I was like, oh yeah, we ain't do that one yet.
What's a fantasy?
What you got?
My shit is basic and boring. I just want to be bent over a balcony in Dubai. While the sun is setting.
Nah, you can't say what she said.
Okay.
I know how you think.
How you say it backwards? In Dubai, bent over a balcony.
Make it work, Trey. Make it work.
No.
In Dubai, bent over a balcony.
I actually have a fantasy of, I want to try that 50 Shades of Grey shit.
The BDSM?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I
was going to ask about that too. Like kinks and fetishes and...
I just want to try it. It looks like it hurts really bad, but...
Feels really good.
I just want to try it.
When you're in that moment of like sexual...
Right.
Eruption, I don't think pain really matters a lot. And if it does, so you might just like it. Just like... Folks like getting their hair pulled and being choked and slapped and
slapped and punched like that girl is watching.
Yeah, don't punch me though.
I want to have a moment, like whenever I do have my man or whatever, I would like to have a moment to where we explore like what he's interested in. I think with women it's kind of like, well, I don't want to say basic, but it doesn't take much essentially, you know, to please us too much. But I would love to kind of delve into a man's mind. Like, what do you really want to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what really turns you on? Like, what don't you like to do? Because some stuff, I feel like we do something to men and it's like, we think that we're doing like something and they're not really digging in or feeling it. So I would like to have like one of those moments where like, let's find out what you really do like.
Yeah, I feel that. You're not guessing and wondering, like,
nor asking.
Yes or no. Right. Or asking.
But see, my fantasy has a whole, I want to do, like, we meet up in the bar or something and
so you want to do the real deal, the whole thing.
Yeah, I want the whole shebang. I want us to meet up, act like we don't know each other. You take me in the back room and whoop me to death.
Slut you out. I think I would love to do that with Rashid. Like, pretend like we don't know each other, go somewhere. Meet for the first time. We start flirting with each other. We leave together, and
that would be so fun.
Wake up the next morning, cook breakfast together. But he ain't touching nothing in the kitchen, so I'll cook breakfast the next morning.
And he watch.
If I asked him, he would. He'd be like, "Hey, babe, come and do this for me," or he'll do that. But
and cracks mix.
That's a great start. That's a start.
And he don't even eat them, so
that's a start.
That's a great start. Okay. Have you guys ever dated anyone that was significantly older or younger than yourselves?
I always date significantly older. Well, I keep wanting to say his name. He's not that much older than me. He's only 31.
Give him a nickname.
The Barber.
The Barber.
I'm gonna call him The Barber. Baby. The Barber, he's only 31. But I've dated somebody when I was 21, they was 35.
Okay.
So.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows him.
You know it.
He dates everybody younger than him.
Yikes.
Offline.
He loves him young.
That's offline.
He loves a young tenderoni.
I was 21 dating a 39-year-old. 21, 22.
Yeah. I haven't. Oh.
Mm-hmm. He not real.
I want to say he's 40 now.
Yeah. Old as fuck.
Or 41,
42. I did not know that.
He's definitely in his
40s now.
What about you, Shinda?
Your baby daddy older, ain't he? The first one, yeah.
So at that time, he just
look old.
Yeah, at that time he was. I don't want to say significantly older than me, but he was older than me. So that, I would say that is the oldest. Lately, I have been finding that there are men that are younger with an older mentality. Not a lot, but it's a few. So it's weird when your man is like, yeah, conversation cool. Yeah, how old are you? 27? Huh?
So and does that think, automatically turn you off? Hold on,
that make it weird for women to date younger.
It's a little cringy.
It's a little cringy
because it's like I'm 36. So it's what you gonna do with me?
Like that 27 is like, you don't, to me, I don't realize that age group is young until I start thinking about where I was at in certain points in their life.
At that, mm-hmm.
Like, to me, if I didn't know Finn personally, I wouldn't, if she was like, oh, I'm 28, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You're like 4 years younger than me. I'm, in my mind, I'm like, hey, she's about 4 years old, so she might have been like freshman when I was in a senior, but that's not the case at all. Like,
I was.
Okay.
I wasn't.
Shut up. Or when I see kids that, when I, not kids now, when I see adults that were maybe at Shoemaker when I was coaching at Shoemaker or when I was working in the school district, I'm like, damn, are you old enough to be in this motherfucker? But yeah, they're like 25, 26 now.
I don't know why it feels like we kind of like caught up in age with y'all or something.
It feels like y'all getting closer to us and we ain't moving nowhere.
Y'all not moving anywhere because it feels like, because when I say that, it's like with Jarmel, it's like I was so much younger than all of them, but it's like now it don't feel like I'm that much younger.
Yeah.
He was my substitute teacher in middle school. And I'm like, you're only 36? Like, how old were you when you was
exactly?
That's probably how what's her name? How Gabby feels too. Because if you look at Gabby,
yes, like, she doesn't look that old.
You a teacher?
Yeah.
For who?
Right.
I don't know. I feel like we caught up in age.
Damn.
So just imagine. So how you think about that? Imagine like Wodey and them. Like Wodey and them was in high school when I was coaching.
That's crazy.
So it's like,
I be forgetting how young Woody is sometimes.
I forget every time because I think me and him the same age.
He's younger?
He's younger than you. He's younger than you.
Yeah. I think I'll be thinking,
man. You think y'all the same age.
But he's younger than me.
That's just crazy.
Like I said, when I was coaching at Shoemaker, he was like the group right behind like that last that I really.
What year?
13, 14.
He didn't graduate 14. I graduated.
Jesus.
Oh, well, he was like.
Right?
15, 16.
Just to hear like a double 15, digit. 16.
Yeah, he's like 15. He like 15.
Graduated in 05.
Oh, y'all has a zero in front of y'all still.
Right. Not too much. Not too much. Not too much.
Oh, my goodness.
But I feel like we still grew up with a lot of the stuff that y'all had. Like,
no.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We did.
No.
We kind of grew up in the same. Like a lot of the stuff
Duke Dennis said this the other day. He was like, so their age group is more of, they got the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
they got the you were still playing outside, but they still had technology type
at the same time.
Okay, yeah.
He's like, we got motherfuckers out here that's born in 02 and 05. Jesus. Like, that's grown.
You know how I feel checking IDs? Like,
exactly. I be, boy, I be struggling.
Is that say 03?
Struggling at Candy Daggers. I'd be like, 2002.
Hold on. Like, what? 2000, anything really be killing me. And that was not even gonna lie to you. I look at this after me.
If it says 19, here you go, huh?
Yeah.
If it has a 1 in front of it, you're fine.
You're good.
If it has a 2,
anything that got to do
some math. Hold on. We gotta do some math.
That's insane. Because it's like you remember these years, like 02, 01. I remember shit that happened.
2005.
2002. Like,
that is crazy.
I remember that shit. It's crazy.